Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Yebo kunjalo uNkulunkulu oyirarululayo imirarululo. Uma ngikhuluma kahle ya uzimo usho kanje ubheki mkhashwa sesingenile ke esigabeni sokugcina elesine lishayile elesine ihora isikhathi ke manje sithi 14 after 4 o'clock kinali Muruti Justin Matli dumela Muruti
dumela usibahlele kae
ke tengwe na kae
ah lena ke blessed by his grace thank you so much
Amen. Ha, wa bona ba bang ba Kenya areng tla ke bone. A re bone message o pele Muruti before re tswella. Calvary greetings is bahle and oh ke wa my brother and my brother se tsatsa maile. Okay, utlweletse kwa leng. Re ke mo ba le wona o utlweletse. Yeah, Calvary greetings is bahle and my brother in the Lord, brother Tabi. So my name is Francis from Soutpan. Ikhomotseng near Bloemfontein. I first met the Lord when he found me in my misery of sorrow back in 2016. And during COVID, I fell short of his grace, but I'm glad that today his grace is still upon me. Indeed, there are things that will cause us to fall, but as children of God, though we fall seven times, we rise because he promised us that he will never leave us. No forsake us. Kanete re leboga. Thank you so much ka from go Bloemfontein. Muruti.
Ausbahle.
O ba dumeditse go gae?
Not yet.
Ke go ba dumedise.
Ke dumedisa ba retsi botlhe ba Radio Pulpit, ngilela le bonka ba laleli. Ngibingelele futhi ifamily yase God's House at Watville. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey rabarata hleng ko Watville.
Too much.
Hey, so zobe sibuya nge Easter I guess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Nizobe nikhona lapho
ko Friday and, okay. and Sunday.
And oh Friday and Sunday.
And Sunday.
Le jumpa Saturday.
Saturday, yeah.
Okay.
To give time people to spend time and to have time with their families.
With their families. Yes. Wow. Okay, mfundisi today sikhuluma indaba your grace unmerited favor.
Yes.
Who? Yeah. Mhlambe asiqale ngokuchaza lamagama ne.
Yeah. Okay.
Mhlambe umuntu azokwazi ukuhlukanisa between a favor ne grace.
All right.
Ne? Okay. Yeah. What is favor? What is grace?
Actually it's something that's also as engizo describe ukuthi ihamba kanjani. Ilento is favor ne grace.
Yeah.
They are identical.
Okay.
Yeah. So, for example, the Bible it basically uses the word interchangeably. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it says grace, sometimes it says favor.
Favor, okay.
Yeah, so they're identical, they're similar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, mesfaga unmerited, sugastin.
Undeserved.
All undeserved favor.
Favor, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I say unpack him from this.
Okay, ma'am. Allow Mrs. Batley, and thank you so much for this opportunity, to read Psalms 30, verse 5.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, for his anger, lust... Okay, let me start. For his anger, lust only for a moment, but his favor, lust for a lifetime. Weeping may remain for a night, but rejoicing comes in the morning. Now, Sis Batley, the first thing that we need to understand, uguti, what is favor? Favor is described as God's grace in a person, umusa empilweni yomuntu. In fact, the Bible uses favor and grace interchangeably. In other words, the two are similar, as I've said, and also identical. You cannot walk in favor, Sis Batley, and not have grace. And you cannot walk in grace and not have favor. Because where there is favor, grace is also found there. And where there is grace, favor is also found there. And now this favor that we are talking about, Sis Batley Namhlanje, cannot be end. Awusebenzeli le favor lo Musa awusebenzeli, because it is something le uNkulunkulu akunikeza yona. It's something that God gives to you. In other words, that's where the word comes now, unmerited favor, meaning that it is undeserved. Sisibahle, now mangikhuluma ukuthi undeserved, inkhumbuza the story of the prodigal son or the lost son in the book of Luke chapter 15 from verse 11. The Bible says, the younger son said to his father, give me my share of the estate. And after that, he set off for a distant country where he squandered his wealth in wild living. And after he had spent everything, Sisbahle, there was a severe famine in that whole country. And he began to be in need to the point where he longed to fill his stomach with the pots that the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. But when he came back to his senses, he said to himself, I am here starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. But when his father saw him, Sisbatle, he was filled with compassion for him. And he ran to his son and threw his arms around him and kissed him. The father said to his servants, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Also put a ring on his finger and sandals on his feet. The father also said, bring the fattened calf and kill it, and let's have a feast and celebration. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost, but he is found. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we call God's unmerited favor, undeserved favor. Now, some say, Sisbahle, favor is not fair. And the reason why they say so is because they do not understand the length, the height, the depth, the extent that favor can go to in order to reach out to a person who does not deserve it. God's favor is able to restore, Sisbahle, a person who lived recklessly and take that person and wash them clean. God's favor, Sisbahle, is able to restore someone who was living a wild life, killing people, stealing, addicted to alcohol, hijacking cars, using drugs, addicted to porn and prostitute, and take them and wash them as white as snow, as if nothing has happened. That is unmerited favor. God's unmerited favor is able to forgive the unforgivable. It is able to show and give love to the unlovable. God's favor is able to take someone from the back and put them, Sisbahle, in front. God's favor is able to make the worst sinner to be transformed and to be dressed like a king or a queen. Now, in the same story of the prodigal son, the Bible says, when the older brother, Sisbahle, saw the kindness that was shown to the younger brother, then he became angry and refused to join the celebration of the return of his brother. And the reason why he was angry, Sisbahle, is because he did not know and understand how God's unmerited favor works. Listen, when God's favor is at work, it qualifies, Sisbahle, the unqualified. I love what 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26 till 29 says. It says, brothers, think of what you were when you were called. In other words, we must not come to the point where we forget, Sisbahle, where the Lord took us from and what he has done even in our lives. We should always remember what the Lord has done. The Bible continued to say, not many of you were wise by human standard. Not many of you were influential. Not many of you were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. He chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and the despised things and the things that are not to nullify things that are. Brothers and sisters, this is God's unmerited favor. And we all need this favor, Sisbahle. Favor can make you enter where other people cannot enter. And when those who see you entering where others could not enter, they will begin to ask themselves, ukuthi ungene kanjani? And I know as well, Sisbahle, ukuthi there was a time, just a personal testimony, where I went to look for a job. And I was called for an interview. And I was from a retail. I was a store manager somewhere else. And the position that was advertised, they were looking for, it was for a sales and marketing. And I did not have even a background in marketing, not even certificate in marketing. But what I experienced God's unmerited favor. And when after the interview, and then they had to call me, and then Bangchelugu to know, you've been chosen. And when they told me that, you know what you were up against, need to know. But you know, the people who were also interviewed on the same post, they had degrees, they were overqualified for the position. But sifile ukuthi mani yazini sithathe wena. That's God's unmerited favor, because I did not deserve the position. But bangthatha ukuthi, but you know, will teach you what to do. So this is what I'm saying, ukuthi ngefavor kaNkulunkulu uzongena la abanye abantu bazibuza ukuthi ungene kanjani. Bazibuza ukuthi lo muntu lisayazi ukuthi akana mhlambe nama qualification for this position. Lo muntu lo aka qualify, but favor qualifies the unqualified. When favor is at work in your life, Sisbahle, you'll be able also to come out where other people could not come out. And when people see that, they will ask themselves again, but uphume kanjani? And Sisbahle, this is also personal for me. I remember during the time of COVID, during that variant called Delta, I went in the hospital for 2 months, Sisbahle. And during that time, people knew ukuthi mawungene esibhedlela, chances of coming out are very slim, you know. So obviously, during that time, a lot of people were beginning to fix things and writing me off to say, we know that so-and-so has died. We know that so-and-so and died. And Sisbahle, to show that God's unmerited favor works, I got esibhedlela, ngaza ngangena nase ICU for 2 weeks, Sisbahle. And there was a time, and we know mostly ICU, there's a time like mishini kala corn, Sisbahle. And the mishini my color, you know that somebody is leaving this earth. Nami that day, yafiga gim, imishini ya kala, Sisbahle. And my color, I remember one nurse came to me at mtwana mungas she. You know, lo mama, she was so concerned. Good. And I mean, at that time, I was not feeling anything. But bona, they were seeing that my lungs were not responding. My lungs were not responding to oxygen, you know. And but imfonele no doctor wake, fonele doctor wake, and bam faga under what they call high pressure oxygen the whole night. It was a painful experience.
Wow.
And I remember in the morning, one of the lady lo who was assigned to attend to me, I think bekaphumile for tea or something. Makathola thola ukuthi angisekho kulombhedo bayibambeke khona. She started crying.
Wow.
Because acaba ukuthi already sengihambile. Bamtshela bathi ha lo muntu bomnakekelo sisimuvele to another ward because manje la kungena abantu manje seba critical.
Yeah.
So ngaphuma nami hayi ngokuhlakanipha kwami Sisbahle. They say this unmerited favor. I know what I'm talking about because nam lo Musa ngawubona uJehova usimakade Sisbahle.
Yeah.
Abantu bahamba igora abantu abathafu abantu abanama ama medical aid anzima who could afford to go overseas for medical attention. But umusa wangibheka esibhedlela Sisbahle, I had what they call lungs, into what you call blood clots on the left lung.
Yeah.
So you can imagine it was hectic,
mm.
you know, because a lot of people that time, they passed on because of ama clots.
Yeah.
Because some doctors, they could not even realize to be go ama clots.
Mm.
But by umusa, waka unkulunkulu, they say when grace, when this grace, when this unmerited favor is at work in your life, uzophuma nalabathi anyokuphuma khona.
Amen.
Abantu sebakwrite off mntwana kaJehova. But loku phelile ngaye. But babona sowuphuma because of God's unmerited favor. So in other words, isibahle, God's unmerited favor will make you survive things that kill other people. Abanye abantu bawafe, but when uphile because usemuseni. Because unkulunkulu ukubonisile ifavor yakhe. This reminds me also, sisibahle, istori saka Mose. When Pharaoh issued an instruction for the newborn baby boys to be killed, but Moses' life was spared because of God's unmerited favor upon him. Child of God, in this evil world, you need that favor. Uyawudinga lo musa. You need this grace upon your life to protect and also to watch over you. When God's favor is on you, sisibahle, you'll be chosen where other people were rejected. But hi, siyababona abanye but sifuna wena. Siyababona abanye but sikhetha wena because of God's favor. Family, this reminds me of Daniel and his friends. When King Nebuchadnezzar wanted people, sisibahle, who were qualified to serve in the king's palace, after Daniel and his friends fasted, they were presented to the king. And they were found 10 times better than all the enchanters and the magicians. In other words, God's unmerited favor qualified them. Child of God, when favor is at work in your life, you will make it where other people failed. You will also be accepted where others were rejected. When this happens, others will begin to ask themselves questions. How did she get it? How did he make it? Listen, people can copy your dress code, but they cannot copy your grace code. I repeat, abantu banga kopa the way ugqoka ngakhona, but anyeke bakhona ukopisha ingubo yakho yomusa. The Bible says in Genesis 37, verse 3, Jacob, known as Israel, loved his son Joseph and made him an ornamented robe, or a coat of many colors. The Bible says, when his brothers saw this, they hated him and could not speak a kind word to him. One day, Joseph was sent, sisibahle, by his father Israel to go and check on his brothers. And when he arrived, they stripped him off of his robe, the richly ornamented robe his father gave him. Listen, the robe that Joseph was wearing was a symbol of favor in his life. So when they strip him of his robe, his brothers, they thought they were stripping him of his favor. But the devil is a liar. But they did not know that favor is something that dwells in your spirit. Umusa into ehlale moyeni wakho. Even if people can strip you of your things, but they cannot take away the favor of God in your life. Child of God, I'm not sure what has been taken from you today, but what I can tell you, ukuthi, they cannot take what God has put in your life. They cannot take God's favor from you. They can touch your things, yes, but they cannot touch the favor that is in you. Listen, when you have favor on you, you become unstoppable. People may try to put you down, but the favor that is in you will cause you to rise again. Child of God, wherever, whatever you're going through this day, you must know that you are going to rise again. Mhlambe mntwana kaNkuluNkulu phansi la khona. Mhlambe khona izinto esikulahlekele. Mhlambe awuna lutho la ukhona. But I've got a word of the Lord for you this day. Ukuthi you will rise again in the name of Jesus. It does not matter ukuthi isimo sakho sibukeka kangakanani. It does not matter ugula onako, even if mhlambe usesibhedlela manje. But I declare as a servant of God, you will rise again la ukhona. People may try to stop you, but they will not succeed.
They may try to oppress you, but you'll always come up. People of favor, Sisbahle, they're like an inflated balloon. That when you put them down, they come back up. Mabaqindezela abantu, whether kusemsebenzini, whether kusebusinessini, whether kusosontweni, mabaqindezela kula uya khona phezulu. So mabaqindezela ungakhathazeki, because khona into ekhona phakathi ku enza ukuthi ubounce back phezulu. Uzobounce mntana kaJehova in the name of Jesus. No one can take le favor eNkulunkulu ayifake kuwe. Sisibahle abantu abane favor bafana ne spider nkosi yami. Abantu abanomusa bafana ne spider. Sisibahle, because you can remove a spider web, but the spider will build another web elsewhere. If you demolish into a spider, Sisibahle, you'll find it sayaka enye futhi somewhere else, because the materials to build in the spider, they come from inside of the spider. Same with you, mntwana kaNkulunkulu. Everything that you need, ikhona phakathi kuwe. Lo musa, ukhona phakathi kuwe. Lo musa, this favor, ikhona phakathi kuwe. Thus the Bible says in Colossians chapter 1, verse 27, Christ in you, I repeat this, Christ in you, the hope of glory. When people of favor have Christ in them, they have hope, Sisibahle, and you cannot stomp them. Abantu abanomusa, abantu abane favor, abantu abane grace, they cannot be stopped. Sisibahle, this reminds me, interestingly, in the book of Numbers, chapter 23, the Bible says there was a man by the name of Balak. Balak summoned a man called Balaam to come and curse the people of Israel. But Balaam could not do it, simply because of the favor that was upon the people of Israel. In response, Balaam said to Balak, how can I curse what God has already blessed? Mntwana kaSimakade, how can people curse what God has already blessed? You are already blessed from before the foundation of the world. And even nabathakathi, whatever they do against you cannot succeed, because wena umuntu we favor, wena umuntu omusa, wena umuntu we grace, they cannot curse what God has already blessed. Family, people of favor cannot be cursed. The more you try to curse them, it is the more they prosper. This reminds me, Sisibahle, in the book of Exodus. The Bible says, my kuluma ngabantwana baka Israel. Ngalesikhathi basegibhithe. Lithi iBhayibheli, they were given umsebenzi ohard. And lithi iBhayibheli, they were kept, they were preoccupied umsebenzi ukuthi bangakhoni ukukhula. But the Bible says, the more they oppress them, is the more they increased. Oh, child of God. La baqindezela khona. Kula ukhula khona.
Amen.
Maybe baqindezela emsebenzini. Maybe baqindezela ebusinessini. Maybe baqindezela emphakathini. Wherever la baqindezela khona, you must know ukuthi that's where you increase, that's where you grow, and that's where you go up.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. When you have God's favor, you become uncursable. Child of God, when you recognize favor, Sisibahle, this is important. When you recognize favor upon a person, please don't fight it. Because Sisibahle, we've got a problem. Ukuthi abantu mababona umusa empilweni yomuntu bese bayafuna ukulwisa lento. And lento le yenzekela nasemasontweni. Ukuthi abantu mababona umunye umzalwane ane favor kaNkulunkulu bafuna ukulwisa le favor ekuyo. Because aba understand ukuthi why izinto ziyenzeka for lo muntu lo. Because mawulwisa umuntu onomusa empilweni yakhe, you'll find yourself fighting against God. Because lento abayithwele akuseyabo, iphuma from uNkulunkulu. So when you fight a woman of favor, when you fight a man of favor, please be careful, because you'll find yourself fighting against God. And this goes that today I'm speaking for pastors, because pastors go through a lot, Sisibahle, emasontweni. I just want to say to the body of Christ, stop fighting God's favor in people. Because mawulwisa lo musa, ulwisa uNkulunkulu qobo. Because lento bayithwele akuseyabo, umusa kaSimakade. When you do that, uluso muntu onomusa ne favor. You'll find yourself fighting against your own success. Yes, it's about abanye abantu bathi abayikho successful. Kanti bona ngokwabo balwisa impumelelo yabo because they don't know how to recognize and appreciate favor.
Yo.
Many people, sisibahle, they are struggling in life today because of fighting someone with God's favor on them. We need to be careful. But when you see favor upon a person, appreciate it. When you see favor, nomusa, empilweni yomuntu, I appreciate mntwana kaNkulunkulu. We embrace it because the favor you appreciate and the favor you embrace and respect, it is the same favor you will attract. The favor you recognize, the favor you appreciate, the favor you embrace is the favor you will attract in your own life. And I know what I'm talking about, Sisbat. This reminds me of indoda engasindiswa ngifuna sisibathlo ningizwisise kahle indoda la isindiswa uPotifa mlaleli ekhaya le ndoda uPotifa akamazi uJesu lapha ku Genesis 39. Now lithi iBhayibheli uPotifa wabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu unoJosefa. Imagine sisibathlo abantu besithi baborn again ba baptized ba filled with the spirit but ba feel uku recognize ukuthi lo muntu lo akusuhuyo uNkulunkulu uhamba nalomuntu.
Yes,
they say manje the faith ukuthi baya fail uku recognize bagcina manje sebafuna ukulwisa lo muntu. But a sinner umuntu ongahambi nesonto wakhona ukubona something ngoJoseph ukuthi no man uNkulunkulu unalendoda. May God open our eyes, believers, so that we can be able to see when favor, when grace is emuntwini or in a particular person. Now listen to this. It means ukuthi if uPotifa wabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu unoJosepha, it means sisibahle if favor is visible. If favor anyeke wifihle. If favor ifihlwa sisibahle. Bangazama ukuthi bakuvalela amathuba sisibahle. Bazama ukuthi bazi ukuthi khona iopportunity esuta wena. But umuntu onefavor akafihleki. Mathi amfihla uvela kule khona. Mathi umfihla kule khona uvela kule nilikhona. Mathu mbeka phansi uyaphezulu. Mathu misale uyale. So favor cannot be hid. Abantu ba favor aba sisibathi I know what I'm to. UJoseph bamfaka ejail. But because of favor, wagcina interpreter amaphupho wabantu asejail. The same favor ekuye yamkhipha ejail. So umuntu one favor noma ngabe ejail uzophuma. Hey mnaleli, mhlamba usejail manje. Mntwana sekhaya. Mntwana kaNkulunkulu. But you are going to come out because abantu be favor abahlali phansi forever kumele baphume. So now uPotifa wabona ukuthi le ndoda le uJoseph uNkulunkulu unaye and it means if favor is visible ayifihleki and makabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu unayo uJoseph lithi iBhayibheli wabona ukuthi uNkulunkulu unikeze uJoseph i success in everything sisibahle. And that was the favor of God upon Joseph's life. Ukuthi uNkulunkulu beka naye. Now uPotifa maka realize this sisibahle. Lithi iBhayibheli was positioner uPotifa and wabeka uJoseph. Check what this unbeliever did. Wathatha uJoseph wambeka ukuthi abe in charge of his things. Oh my God. So in other words, lendoda sisibahle engasindiswanga. Number one, yakhona ubona ukuthi umusa ukhona kulendoda. Number two, manje sakafuna ukwenzani ukukhonektha ukuthi lento ekuye indlulele kuye. Ifavor iyandlulela bathandekayo. If umuntu a-favored and uma-appreciator, u-embracer le favor anayo, mawena, if you position yourself, the same favor can be passed on to you.
Amen.
So it's like Maui Luisa, Luisa, your own success.
Yeah.
Instead, you must find a way to connect to that favor. Ukuthi na uthole lo musa. So lendoda sisibathi ngishanga phakathi because akasindiswanga, akahambanga iBible school, akahambanga iSunday school, akahambanga ama classes, but lendoda ikhona ukubona ama signs ukuthi la khona uJehova. But
yes,
how many believers today bangakhona ukubona ukuthi lo muntu lo akasekho iwana. UNkulunkulu phela la ukhona kulo muntu.
Yeah.
Yet but sigcina silwisa abantu singakhona ukubona. So check what the Bible says sisibathi. Lithi iBhayibheli After to be good Joseph to be in charge of his things, little Bible, u Potiphar, the unbeliever, unkulunkulu wambusisa, both in the household and in the field.
Amen.
Little yonke into yaka Potiphar sisibahle yaba blessed because of Joseph. Because why? What you know? Lento tele ibu segile. Iting I Luis lento le. Iting I appreciate. Let me take him and put him in charge.
Yeah.
Guti nami zinto zam zikono busise.
Yeah.
Matatu muntu e favor impiloni yako. Uletis busis. Matatu muntu e favor in your relationship. Uletis busis.
Yeah.
Today zinto zetu zapeta because tata abantu abane ikalegis. Oh, nkosiam.
Hey.
Tata abantu abanga na favor abane ikalegis. Because if a favor can be transferable, it means neka legiso nazo, mauklanga na numunto nazo, nazo ya kutele. So identify abantu abahamba no smagati. Identify abantu abana lomusa, ukuthi na ukuthelele. But above all, unga uluisi lomusa, maubona. Yeah. Appreciate it and embrace it. And what you recognize, what you embrace, you will attract. Hallelujah.
Uyazi mfundisi uthi umuntu on a favor, akafihleki.
Akafihleki, sisibahle.
Yay!
Akafihleki, sisibahle.
Umuntu on a favor, noma ungamqalekisa, akaqalekiseki.
Yeah, yeah, amen.
A favor kaNkulunkulu leyo.
Amen.
Unmerited favor. Wow. It is tathi careful la, sizobuya, mhlawumbe lapha emakhaya nabo bayathanda ukushare nge favor. Unmerited favor kaNkulunkulu abayibona eimpilweni zabo. Emveni kwalokho ungashaya ucingo ku 012-334-1322. WhatsApp call 078-140-0778. Ungathumela i-text noma uthumela i-voice note ku 082-657-2729.
Mamela inkqubo i-heart to heart no Ayanda Nelembe. Rhoqo ngolwesithathu. Ukusukela ku 12 to 3 p.m. sishukuxa ezempilo ezokuhlala nezoluntu sithi chatha nomculo othomalalisa inhliziyo vuseleleka ku heart to heart Kongo lwesithathu ngo 12 to 3 emalanga mamela ku Radio Pulpit 657 a.m. okanye ufumane i-podcast ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
012-334-1322. Mhlampe nawo nalo udaba ongathanda ukushare wayibona ifavor kaNkulunkulu empilweni yakho. Umfundisi usherile ama testimonies ambalwa la ngohambo lwakhe ukuthi wambona uNkulunkulu, wayibona i unmerited favor. WhatsApp call 078-140-0778. Ungashaya na ku 012-334-1322. Sawubona dumelo semoyeni.
Kosaza.
Kani mambo.
Ah, sibingelele umfundisi, sibingelele abalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit.
Ngiyakubikelela baba wami.
Amen.
Amen.
Umama lekhaya emaMozambique emaputo le. Wafika izikini lati hambe South Africa.
Yeah.
Ngabuye South Africa ngafika lana ngahlangana lesa fike la khona bathi kumele niyothatha ama passport ukuthi nikhone ukusebenza ngizobotshwa la.
Yeah.
Lesa kade umbuso loya. Saha nje ngizothatha ama passport sebe sesiyabuya siyasebenza. Wathi so buso Dr. Nelson Mandela. Wathi bonke labantu abasebenza ngamapassport isikhathi eside bala bathatha ama ID. Nami ngathola umusa khona lapho ngayithola ID.
Wow.
Nas siphila ke la South Africa idiyami yaba nenkinga yokuthi nasafuna ukunyinteka ngoba ngaba sisiqedi number manje uma ngihamba mawumafezi wakalo ukuthi amanye ngiyawabhalela ngabe sengiyale embasi emozambique le ngakhuluma na ukuthi mhlawumbe bona bakhona ukusibona i-state number sami bathi hayiyekela le nto leyo wona hamba lekhaya emozambique le bazokunikeza i-id yale ubuya la uzosebenza ngepassport ngavuma phela khuluma abantu abakhulu ngabe sengiphuma kule i-id leyo ngasafuna ukuntshintsheka ngathi nilela nelina ngofika iphupho ngiphupha ngisehome affairs banginyathelisa ama-fingerprint ngixoxela omunye ubaba waselimpopho naki itharululuyalo itharulu isiklibi
amen
ngaphuma kule nkuluma kababa vele sengiphumile sengisebenzela kuya emozambique
ya
iphupho labuya futhi ngesinye isikhathi ngiphupha nginto ebanginyathelisa amafe ngibangibhalabhala bangipha i-duplicate ayo ngahamba ngayo leyo mafesi le bafika banginyathelisa ama-fingerprint konke konke bangipha i-duplicate ngabuya eyandinyina ndengimthumbuluka ikhona la ine-state number manje lesa sasilathekile uyabona manje-ke thinabantu sinendaba yokuthi singabi nawo amaphupho sinendaba yokuthi singawutholanga umusa kunkulunkulu uma uthole umusa akekho umuntu ozokuntshintsha
nkosazanangangisebe
ngathola umsebenzi lo munye umfundisi etela endleleyani wawumosha impilo yami ukuthi ngingasahlalekele kuleya ndleleyani gapho fana umsebenzi ngasebenza laphaya ipasi emaleli khona ngizobhalisa ipensini ngiyokudala
Kani mambo siyabonga ukuthi ushare udaba lwakho ifavor konke lokhu ifavor siyabonga Kani mambo 0123341322 singakuvaleli ngaphandle uma nawe uthanda ukushare ngefavor kaNkuluNkulu sesalelwe ngathi nje plus minus 7 minutes ungayisebenzisa ke le 7 minutes ukushare nawe ngefavor kaNkuluNkulu igrace kaNkuluNkulu owayibona empilweni yakho umfundisi ubonga inkosi imkhonza uthi yo yakhuluma inceku uthi I feel God's hand upon him this message I vele kuye but ivela from the almighty God uthi I'm overwhelmed
amen.
Unmerited favor uHendrik Munyeki nayo hlabelela ngayo la Zero one two three three four one three double two. Anga ivali incingo ukudlala lo mhlabelelo ngilindele wena ukuthi ke ushare ngefavor kaNkuluNkulu empilweni yakho ungashaya nange WhatsApp call ku 0781400778
Radio Pulpit 657 AM your daily companion through thick and thin download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Get your daily bread, but also your faith in practice. It's 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Rejoice in the Lord. Hello, Sis Bahle Nomfundisi. I'm listening to your show. Was a white chaza kahle umfundisi indaba ye grace and a favor I have also received from God so many times. Thank you so much. Usamke Blose ungale ePort Shepstone KZN eMthwalume. Siyabonga mam Samke Blose ukuthi ushare nawe ngobuhle bukaNkuluNkulu ifavor kaNkuluNkulu oyibonayo empilweni yakho.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
There is radio and radio, and then there is 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?
Kuthing sukume mfundisi,
sukume
ngigide.
Ziyawa, ziyawa, ziyawa.
Sikhuluma ngale favor. You know, uNkulunkulu uyasithanda bazalwane ngakho imihla nemihla, esibonisa ifavor yakhe. Ushilo mfundisi ukuthi buvuleka nala kuukuthi, you know, for other people bekuvalekile, but wena mawufika kuvele kuvuleke.
Amen. Amen.
Abantu bangene emsebenzini kuukuthi abaqualify, as you said, for yona baze babuze bathi wena ungene kanjani, ngoba lapha bebafuna umuntu onama qualification athize, banga understand ukuthi ifavor kaNkulunkulu. Nansi ivoice note lana, ngicela silalele ukuthi uthini la umlaleli.
Dumelang sisibahlele Moruti mo.
Dumela mesara.
Yo. Moruti re ya leboha.
Amen.
Ke nnete o bolela diphiri tsa lehodimo.
Sure.
Ai. Topic yao ya letsatsi la ka tjeko. Ka favor ya Modimo yo. Ai. Ai nkamile ke gore ke utlwile ene. Re ya leboha gobane nna ena o nkarabile.
Yeah.
Ke na lo ipotisa gore goreng ke phela bophelo bo ke bophelang ka re ke Josepha. Yeah, but today I got my answer. Ke le bo ha moruti, ke le bo ha. And favor ke nete tla o attractela dira batho ba sa utlwisisi. Mara ha hore ke rapela ntate Modimo mare e. No no makala ntse o na le kgotso ka mopelo.
Yeah.
Ha wa kire o nkarabile moruti. Ka sthole ke tsa tsa ya hore na horeng. Holiso. Ke le bua holo a modima o dirisa o fitisisa ka mo o dirisa ka teng.
I receive ma.
Ao fe bo tlhale bo fetang ba go sisa lo mone.
I receive ma.
Ke le bua moruti.
Thank you so much.
Sara. Na mo bretse.
Amen. God bless you.
Ke le bua.
Sure.
Reliable and relevant radio at the push of a button. Download our app now and listen online to Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254. Okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za. Okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
Mzalwane, if you need more grace, simply exercise a faith.
Amen.
Umfundisi nje lokho bekagcizelela yilokho nje.
Amen.
Mfundisi, bathola kuphi mongekho la emoyeni, mhlambe namazwi akho kuvala in a minute.
Yeah, sure. position yourself.
Yeah.
Kwabantu abane favor.
Mm.
Because baningi abantu abahamba baphethe nomusa.
Yeah.
And we need also ukuthi see position ourselves, see connect nabo.
Yeah.
Ukuthi nathi sikhona ukuthola lo musa.
Mm.
But above all, I like what I read before about the prodigal son.
Mm.
After aqeda kuhamba athathe konke kwakhe, lithi iBhayibheli he squandered everything.
Yeah.
With wildlife.
Mm.
But makabuya kubabakhe.
Yeah.
I think that's the main thing ukuthi sometimes it happens ukuthi we drift away from ubaba wethu.
Mm-hmm.
And thola ukuthi endleleni ulahlekela izinto.
Yeah.
But more we little people makabuye bamgqokisa futhi.
Mm.
So in other words, more move away from ubaba khona izinto ezilahleka nengubo yakho ye favor.
Mm.
But when we come back to the Father, we say, Baba, forgive us, we have sinned. Mm. And uNkulunkulu uzosigqokisa futhi. So go back to the Father and uNkulunkulu uzokugqokisa futhi.
Amen.
Amen. And ngitholakala lapho ku 082.
Sorry, asilalele la.
Mina sisibahle ngithi kuthi mangigiye.
Hallelujah.
Kuthi mangigiye.
Hallelujah.
Kuthi mangigiye. Ngigiye luche. Kiya 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 mani. Kuthi mangigiye.
Ibuselele ke le.
Kuthi mangigiye. Kuthi mangikiye awungikiye luche kiya 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 wena kuthi mangikiye ngisakhubeka no brother Ray mangikiye
hallelujah
kuthi mangikiye mina ngiye luche kiya kiya wena man
ayi
kiya 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 man
hallelujah
mangikiye yabo awungikiye
Hallelujah.
Sazochubeka no brother Ray good afternoon.
Amen.
Umfundisi utholakala kuphi?
082-401-7518. I'm also available on Facebook as well under Justin Matley, and also on Instagram if you want to come and join us in the fellowship Slapa Ewardville, Khotalang Primary School, room 7, singena Sundays ngo 10 till 12. This Easter we'll be having a service on Friday and also on Sunday as well.
Amen.
Amen.
Usakhuluma ke Easter mfundisi, ubahle kanhlapo kanye no radio pulpit sizobe sise bread sikole tlabile go gomoruti mphatswe by the stone easel go zonten ilapho ke u radio pulpit sizobe sikhona and ngizobe ngihamba nomculi uthili chawo ke uyena ke uzobe esibusisa yazi nje sigiya nje kube mama bekasho la ukuthi sizogiya are kopane ngkole tlabile on Friday service iqala ngo 10 ekseni muruti thank you are kopane gape beke etlang
thank you so much
Pastor Eli Khodi uyeza uzo hamba nawe kuzokushaye u7 bese ngiyabuya ke ekseni ngo4 ohlelweni mphathlalatsane sithi amazulu kanye no princess Khunju esasharela ku Pastor Ray
come live the life at 657 am
do you need prayer WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.